Y'all, even when I disagree, I got real love for you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the last segment of the day before my little buddy Dom Salvia takes it over for The Dom Salvia Show. And you better get your phones ready, because Dom's going to be giving away a little of the green or gold in the 4 o'clock hour. Go get the Civic Media app. And if you want a text to win in Civic's statewide contest, Dom is going to drop the word of the hour on you in the 4 o'clock hour. You're going to want to text that in using the app to win. People, you can find me not just here on the Civic Media airwaves, but you can follow me on the socials. I do not mention this nearly enough. It is Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, X, and Facebook. If you want some of my more wonky thoughts, you can look me up under my formal name on the Linked of the Inn, Margaret Dawn. That is D-A-U-N, Margaret. That's my old school professional self on the Linked of the Inn. But check me out on Insta, X, and Facebook at Maggie Dawn Show. We've been talking inflation, interest rates, inheritance tax, and we got Jeff from Wind Lake weighing in on inheritance tax. Jeff, what do you want to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call. Just a brief point of fact with relative to Gary's concern, the last caller, is there actually is a limit, a threshold for inheritance tax. It's all different for different people, but in general, $1 million or less you can pass down to your beneficiaries inheritance tax-free. So that covers most of working-class middle Americans. And to your point, there is a threshold.
Yeah, I actually think that $1 million is not the total inheritance tax exemption. For a couple, you can pass upwards of $20 million to your heirs without taxation. So you're talking about amounts north of that from a pure inheritance tax perspective. Then there are the gifting exemptions, which allow rich people every year to actually give without any tax consequence, huge chunks of money, frankly, to whomever they want. Hey, if you're sitting on a cool billion out there, you want to donate to this cause. My name is Maggie Dawn. I do the Maggie Dawn Show every day. Thanks, Jeff from Wind Lake. Yeah, there are exceptions. So to Gary from Sussex, to CG from Stoughton, we're not talking about trying to hit people's pocketbooks like you guys and me and most of the listeners. And in fact, Kamala Harris's tax proposal is to reduce taxes further on households that have a total combined income of $400,000 or less. Yeah, that's most of us listening. That's most of us working stiffs. And Michaela chimed in from West Bend. She was saying she's a union worker and she doesn't get why so many union workers seem to be supporting Donald Trump. I'll tell you what's going on here, Michaela. Folks are legitimately ticked off because they correctly perceive that the system is rigged to screw them. Yep, it is. But they're angry at the wrong person. They're angry, frankly, at the wrong party. The party that put this tax system into place, which is what is resulting in CEOs with runaway pay and a greater amount of wealth inequality than this country has seen in the modern era, that hasn't been Democrats. Democrats want to tax rich people and billionaires and the wealthiest corporations more. The folks that want to give tax breaks to billionaires, 100 millionaires like Eric Hovde and Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and Jeff Bezos, and to give tax breaks to Jeff Bezos's business like Amazon, the wealthiest 300 corporations in America. The party that's been doing that for the last 40 years is the Republican Party. What does Donald Trump promise as part of his platform? More tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans and corporations. And here's how they try to sucker you. Here's how they're suckering your fellow union employees, Michaela. They give pittance. They give drippings to the poor. And here, when I say poor, I mean middle-class people, people who work for wages and a paycheck. Oh, you're going to get a $40, $60, $100 tax cut. Well, thank you very much. That's nice. What? I can buy a couple of coffees with that. Meanwhile, households with $1 million or more in net income are clearing a Trump tax cut exceeding $60,000 per year. In other words, they're giving us little bits of a tax cut to shove down our throats and burden the middle class with tens of thousands of millions of dollars in tax cuts for the richest. They're distracting us with these drippings to the poor while they rob our pocketbooks and dip their hands into our pockets and rob us blind. That's the reality of what's going on. So I don't blame fellow union employees. I don't blame people for being ticked off. They should be ticked off because it is rigged. It has been rigged by Republicans and their cronies in Washington like Donald Trump and the billionaire bought and paid for J.D. Vance to screw the middle class. And they will keep doing it. Donald Trump has said he will keep doing it. And he's going to try to trick you to accept this rigged economy by giving you, you know, $60, $70, maybe $100 in tax cuts. Not good enough, says I. That's going to do it for me today. Sorry if I didn't get to your calls or texts. We'll take a crack at it tomorrow. We got guests lined up for tomorrow. It's going to be a great show as ever and always here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to be joined by the most reasonable man in politics, Tom Paulsiewicz, as well as candidate for the Congressional 8th District, Dr. Kristen Lierley. Don't miss tomorrow's Maggie Dawn Show. Dom Salvio's up next with the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it's always better when we stand together. Someone listen.